Linda had just learned how to read, and so it was her privilege that Christmas to distribute all the gifts to everyone in the family. She was delighted. One by one, she carefully and correctly read every name on every package and delivered every package to just the right person. With that family tradition went also the privilege of whoever distributed the gifts got to be the first person to open his or her gift. So it was her turn to do that, but much to her parents' surprise, she didn't seem particularly interested in the gift that she had, but kept looking to find more. She looked under the tree and then even naively went to the point of feeling through all the branches in the tree, looking, expecting to find some more gifts until finally her father intervened and said, "Linda, what are you looking for?" She said, "Well, it's Jesus' birthday and everyone got gifts, but it looks like we forgot Jesus." Ah, have we done that? All the gifts that we have for Christmas time, seriously, what's on your gift list? Or do you even have one? And a gift to give to Jesus on his birthday. How about it? What would you put on a list if you were to have one? Let's make a gift list for Jesus tonight. What could we include? Well, I suppose the place to begin is with the greatest gift of all. And that is the gift of life. There's an old story that comes from the very earliest days of when white men colonized North America. Story of a missionary who presented the gospel in the simplest of terms to an American Indian young man. Talked to him really over a lengthy period of time, but came to the point where some kind of a commitment had to be made, and asked him if he would respond as he thought he should to Jesus Christ and what he had done. That young Indian brave said that he would like to give a gift to Jesus. And so he brought out his precious blanket and presented it symbolically at the feet of the missionary and said that that was the gift that he had for Jesus Christ. The missionary reluctantly, warmly said, "That's not enough." At first taken back, that Indian then went and came again. This time he brought his tomahawk, a vital instrument really for his livelihood and for his survival. And this time he presented that at the feet of the missionary and said, "My tomahawk for Jesus." The missionary again reluctantly said, "That's not enough." He came back a third time, this time with his bow and arrows. And again, the missionary said, "Not enough." And he came back a fourth time, and of all gifts, presented the most precious thing he had in all the world. It was his pony. And he led his horse up to the missionary and turned him over and said, "I give my pony for Jesus." And the missionary again had to say, "That's not enough." And finally, as if the sun had risen on the eastern horizon, the expression came across that Indian's face, and he knew precisely what he needed to do. This time, he stepped over the pile of all of his possessions, passed his horse, and presented himself and said, "I give myself to Jesus." That, of course, is the best gift of all. That's the gift that Jesus Christ wants this Christmas from us for his birthday, more than any of our possessions, more than any of the things that we count to be precious. That's the gift that certainly must be first on his list and ought also be first on our list. But there are other things that we can put on our Christmas list for Jesus, his birthday list. Afterlife, certainly we ought to include our love. Down in our basement, we have an old sea chest that was used by my mother's family when the family emigrated by ship from England to Philadelphia. That old sea chest is a precious part of my family's heritage, but it's also precious because of what's in it. Inside that chest, we have stored away what is a surprisingly large set of bundles of letters. love letters. Letters that Charlene and I wrote to each other through the years when we were in different places, at times on different continents, many, many months of thousands of miles apart. Letters that are precious. I save those letters, and she saves mine. We count them to be more valuable probably than most of any of the other things that we have in our house. And I thought, this Christmas, wouldn't Jesus be delighted if we were to write to him a love letter? I don't mean that symbolically. I mean that quite literally. Suppose that you and I were each this Christmas, as a birthday gift to Jesus Christ, write out to him on stationery this week to be read aloud perhaps on Friday morning or on some other day of this week, a letter that starts out, "Dear Jesus, I love you," and then tells him how important he is to our lives, and that we care for him more than anything else in the world, and that we put him before all other people and all other things. Wouldn't he be delighted? Wouldn't he be thrilled? Wouldn't he be excited for us to write it out and put it under the tree and actually read to him as a gift this Christmas? I doubt that most of us have ever done that before. A love letter to Jesus. How about a third gift suggestion for his birthday list? And that is time. A couple of weeks ago, Charlene asked me what I'd like for Christmas. And I said, I'd like you for Christmas. Now, that's what you're supposed to say, husbands, just in case you didn't know. That's the right answer, regardless of what other things you'd like. But there's a truth to it as well. I told her that I would rather have time with her than in actuality I hardly need another sweater or some more toys around the house or any other material thing that somehow will only be tucked away and forgotten. But time with her, the person in this world that I love more than anyone else, that's precious. That's the greatest gift of all. Time without the telephone ringing, and time without interruptions, and time without a meeting to go to in a few minutes, and time that is not filled with other preoccupations and hurrying off to some other appointment. Now we're told that the kind of gifts we ought to give are the kind of gifts that we'd like to receive. How about giving to Jesus for his Christmas birthday this year the gift of some time? Now, I don't mean a commitment for a long period of time. I don't even mean a repetition of time. Just 1 hour. 1 hour that will be spent totally with him. An hour that's an extra time beyond coming to church, an hour that goes beyond a morning devotional discipline that you may have. Just an hour alone with him, without the phone ringing, without interruptions, without preoccupations, without any of the other impingements that oftentimes come into the time that we give to anyone. Just an hour. Maybe on Christmas Day, or maybe a promise for the week after or the month after, but a time that will be our special present to him. Time alone, time to love, time to talk, time to listen, time, just time to be with Jesus. I think it a gift that he would treasure perhaps more than any other you could present to him. One more item for our gift list for Jesus for his birthday, and that is witness. Maybe you say, oh, how can you give a gift to God? How can you give a gift to Jesus, the Son of God? Of all people, there are certainly no things that he needs. Do you ever have other people talk about you and say nice things that come back sort of secondhand? Oh, on occasion I'll have someone meet me and they'll say, oh, I know so-and-so from Wooddale Church. And they really think you're great. And I say, now, just a minute, let me write that down. What's your name and address and who said it? And I just sort of float and have a happiness and a joy and just a warmth that lasts all week long from that kind of secondhand word that makes me feel good about me and the things that I'm doing. A word of witness. You know, that's the only gift the shepherds had to give They didn't have anything else at all. The gift that they gave to the baby Jesus was simply the good news that they had seen him and they liked what they saw and they loved him and wanted everybody to hear about it. Suppose that for his birthday, you were to decide that there's one person to whom you are going to talk, not in necessarily a full-blown gospel presentation, not in any elaborate speech, but someone that you're going to talk about and just say how great Jesus is, how much you love him, and what fantastic things he's done in your life. Wouldn't that be a gift that he would listen to, that he would jot down the details about, that he would find delight in? Well, that's my list, and maybe your list is quite different from mine. This morning I mentioned Wynne Couchman from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. In one of her Christmas stories, she has others, delightful stories. She tells how 24 years ago, when her son was 4 years old, they had had a marvelous Christmas together. She says that he was easy to satisfy. Whatever the gifts were that he got, those were the ones he wanted, and he was always pleased with them. She thought it was a grand Christmas day until he went to sleep that night. And from downstairs, she could hear him sobbing and crying out of control. She walked up the staircase and sat down on her son's bed. Had to shake him, actually shake him to get control. And she said, "Donnie, oh, Donnie, what's the matter?" When he finally could stop his crying, he said, "Oh, Mom. Mommy, here I got everything that I wanted for Christmas, and I didn't give anything to Jesus." Praying that God would give her just the right words to say, she said, "Donnie, what do you think Jesus would want for his birthday?" And after a long pause, the four-year-old little boy, with a wisdom far beyond his years, said, "What he wants more than anything else for his birthday is my life." And then he prayed and said, "Dear Jesus, I'm sorry I forgot your birthday. I give you my life. Amen." What will you give Jesus for this, his birthday? For the birthday of Jesus, the King.